We mentioned before that the water has to come to the Tiyosani Kaya. Somebody has to pour it out. It can't come by itself. If he had a barrel of water, a jug of water, and he filtered it, and it starts pouring by itself. So, Machaveh says that since he filtered Lachatila and then pouring out because he filtered it, that's good enough. But it's not so possible because really by just filtering it, he's just causing the wall that was stopping the water from coming out to let it come out, and it's not really his force that is getting it out. We learned before that such a situation only the first part is good. Yeshua says that Lachatila one should avoid doing such a thing. This is no other option than that one can do that. It doesn't have to be about that. A chayyus shayfa v'tatin, a goy, a nida, all kosher to put the water on tears yadayim. A chila, not to use a nida for such a thing, but that's the only option acceptable. And the bottom is one's own wife. There's another problem of if they need it, should not be pouring water up the husband's hand. There's an opinion that holds that tatin is less than 6 years old and like a monkey in respect to this, not in respect to other things. What's the din of a monkey? So, machlekes, some say that even a monkey is also acceptable because it's also mikoya, some being, and knows how that some say it's because it mimics a person, so it's similar to a person, others say just because it knows how to pour things. The bottom line is, if you can avoid using a monkey, like a human being.